بأنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. وبعد، all praise is due to Allah. We laud Him, beseech His help, and in Him we seek forgiveness. And we seek the refuge of Allah from the mischiefness of our souls and the wrongdoings of all of our actions. Wherever Allah guides, no one can lead him astray. And wherever Allah leaves him left astray, no one can guide him. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship as a deity except Allah. He's alone, he has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam is his abd and his rasul. O you who believe, fear Allah with just fear and do not die except in the state of Al-Islam. O human beings, fear your Lord who created you from one soul and from that one soul his mate, and from the two of them countless men and women who are spread abroad in multitudes. Remember the wombs that bore you, keep the relations of family ties among you, fear the Lord who created you, and remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a raqib or a watcher over you. O you who believe, fear Allah with just fear the way you should be feared, and say that which is correct. Allah will forgive you of your sins and repair your deeds, and whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, has already achieved the greatest of all successes. As to what follows, surely the best speech is the book of Allah, and the best guidance is the guidance of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the worst of all affairs are newly invented matters in this deen. For every novelty in this deen is a wretched, accursed innovation. And every wretched, accursed, nefarious innovation is a going astray. And everything that goes astray is in the hellfire. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has mentioned in His book, the Quran that He revealed on the heart of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the surah that is entitled Al-Baqarah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمَ اتَّبِعُوا مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ قَالُوا بَلْ نَتَّبِعُوا مَا أَلْفَيْنَا عَلَيْهِ آبَاءَنَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and when it is said to them, follow that which has been revealed to you from your Lord, they say, we follow that which our fathers followed. When it is said to them, follow that which has been revealed to you from your Lord, Rabbul Izzah, Tabarak wa Ta'ala, the Lord of the world, they say, we follow that which our fathers followed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues by saying, أَوَلَوْ يَعْتَبُونَ لَوْ يَعْقِلُونَ شَيْءٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, oh, you follow them and they don't have any sense. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us in this ayah that the people who don't have any huda, they follow whatever comes their way. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that the people who don't have any guidance, they follow whatever comes their way. Allah azza wa jal wants the human being to follow that which He has revealed, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يا أيها الرسول بلغ ما أنزل إليك من ربك وإن لم تفعل فما بلغت رسالة. O Messenger, follow that which has been revealed to you from your Lord. Convey that which has been revealed to you from your Lord. Transmit that which has been revealed to you from your Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you don't do this, then you haven't conveyed the message. If you don't do this, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then you haven't conveyed the message. In this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us a hint. As the scholars of Islam have explained to us in the explanation of this ayah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is informing us that to convey the message of Islam in a way other than the message of Allah received it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to not convey the message of Islam at all. And to follow that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or other than that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed, which came from Allah himself, is not to follow that which Allah intended and not what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been sent with. That anything that comes from other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as transmitted by his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the way of our forefathers. As the people said, فَلْنَتَّبِعُوا مَا أَلْفَيْنَ عَلَيْهِ أَبَاءَنَا. We follow that which our fathers followed. This ayah was revealed pertaining to two kafirs. One of them, Rafi' ibn Kharija, and the other, Malik ibn Awf. These two individuals, when Allah's Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam came with the message of Islam from his Lord, the way Allah revealed it, as he obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and conveyed that which Allah told him to convey, that came from his Lord without adding anything, without taking anything away. These two individuals, when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with the message of Islam, they said, we followed that which our fathers followed. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed that ayah in Surah Al-Baqarah. Brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has tested the Muslims with the exact same thing that he has tested those two kafirs who died in Kufr, who said, we followed that which our fathers followed. How have the Muslims been tested by Allah with the same bala, the same ibtila, the same imtihan, the same test? By when the ayah of Quran comes to us, as explained by Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, or by the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'een, or by those individuals at Tabi'un who follow them, we say to those who bring the ayah the way Allah's messenger explained it, or the way the hadith has been explained by those people of the past, we say exactly what the kuffar said of that time, I follow my madhab. I follow that which Imam Abu Hanifa has said. Or I follow that which Imam Malik has said. Or I follow that which Imam al-Shafi'i has said. Or I follow that which Imam Ahmad has said. And some of us have gone even further away, like the animal when the bell is rung and he just follows it. We obey and follow and make that statement to people who are less in status than those four illustrious imams, by saying, I follow my imam so-and-so, or my sheikh so-and-so, or my murid so-and-so, or maulana so-and-so, or mufti so-and-so, whether he's Arab or ajami, whether he's Arab or non-Arab, whether he's African or American. We say exactly what those two kafirs said, فَلْنَتَّبِعُوا مَا أَلْفَيْنَ عَلَيْهِ أَبَاءَنَا. I followed that which my father followed. I was born a Pakistani Hanafi. I was born a Senegalese Maliki. I was born a Malaysian Shafi'i. I was born a Saudi Hanbali. I was born an American Bilali. I was born this and I follow this, and that's what I follow, and I don't follow anything else. When Allah says, why don't you follow that which Allah has revealed? Why don't you follow that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed? And those illustrious imams have cleared themselves of your statement that you follow that which our fathers followed by the statement of Imam Abu Hanifa, Nu'man ibn Thabit, radiallahu anhu. And we love Imam Abu Hanifa.
رضي الله عنه ورحمة الله عليه. His statement was, إذا صح الحديث فهو مذهبي. When there's an authentic narration, that's my مذهب. Imam Abu Hanifa رضي الله عنه said, لا يحل لأحد أن يأخذ بقولنا ما لم يعلم من أين أخذناه. As it is collected by Ibn Abd al-Barr in his book, he said, it is haram. لا يجوز. لا يحل. It is not permissible. It is haram. Imam Abu Hanifa said this. Document it. For anyone to take our statement, meaning the scholars like him, to take our statements and they don't know from where we derived it. This is the statement of illustrious Imam Abu Hanifa. And as for Imam Malik, radiallahu anhu, Imam Dar al-Hijra, the city of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Medina, he himself made similar statements. He said, إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ. I'm only a human being. أختي وأصي. I am sometimes incorrect and sometimes I'm correct. Sometimes I make mistakes and sometimes I hit the mark. I'm only a human being. إذا وجدتم أنتم. And if you, the Muslims, are that day, after that day, or after our day, in this message, if you find my statement, خلاف رسول الله his sunnah, خلاف السنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, in opposition to the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, فاتركوه, then leave it. And if you find my statement, يوافق كتاب الله والسنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, فخذوه, if you find it in agreement with the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah عليه الصلاة والسلام, Imam Malik said, you are obligated to take it. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his book, وَمَا آتَكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُ. Whatever the messenger of Allah, not Abu Hanifa, not Imam Malik, not your Imam or your Mawlana, whatever the messenger of Allah has given you, take it. And whatever he has forbidden, stay far away from it. Imam al-Shafi'i has made a similar statement. رضي الله عنه. He has said, if you see me and my statements and opinions in contradiction to the book of Allah and the sunnah, and you see me following it, then bear witness. فَقَدْ ذَهَبَ عَقْلِي. That my intelligence has departed. That I've gone stark, raving mad. That I'm majnoon. That I'm crazy. If you ever see me rejecting the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah and going by some other opinion, then know that Imam al-Shafi'i's aql has departed him. Know for surety that his intelligence has departed him. Bear witness to this, he said. And Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal said similar to this. Radiallahu anhu. He has told us that anyone who rejects the sunnah of Rasulullah or the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then he's on the brink of destruction. He's on the brink of destruction. And some of the people of the past have made similar statements to this. They said, As-sunnah kasafinatun nuh. فَمَنْ رَكِبَهَا فَقَدْ نَجَى وَمَنْ تَخَلَّفَ عَنْهَا فَقَدْ هَلَكَ. The sunnah is like Noah's ark. Whoever rides it is saved. And whoever jumps off it drowns and he's destroyed. How can someone blindly follow someone who hasn't received revelation? I ask the question that you are not able to answer. I ask the question because you're not able to answer whether you are in the khutbah Jumu'ah or outside of the khutbah Jumu'ah. How could a person follow someone who didn't receive revelation? How could you throw the opinion of Allah's messenger out the window and accept what your imam has said? Blind following has destroyed the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Ibn al-Jawzi, rahimahullah, said in his statement, his perfectly illustrious statement that hits the mark, showing us the danger of taqleed, of blind following anyone except Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, فَإِنَّ الْمُقَلَّدَ عَلَىٰ غَيْرِ ثِقَةٍ فِي مَا قَلَّدَ فِيهِ. He said, the blind follower is not trusting that which he follows himself. He's not even sure that which he follows himself. فَإِنَّ فِي التَّقْلِيدِ فَإِنَّ فِي التَّقْلِيدِ إِبْطَالُ الْمَنْفَعَةِ الْعَقْلِ. He said, because blind following is a violation and a cancellation of the human intelligence. لِأَنَّهُ خُلِقَ لِلتَّأَمُّلْ وَالتَّدَبُّرْ. Because the human intelligence was created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for thinking and contemplating, to make you intellectual, to make you have reason, to make you be able to be guided in this life. Ibn Jawziyyah says this statement, how could a person take his aql, as he said, how could a person take his aql and throw it away when it's been created for you to think and to use? The intelligence of the human being has been given to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to think and use. He said, how is it that a person can take it? قَبِيحٌ بِمَنْ أُعْتِيَ شَمْعَةُ الْعَقْلِ شَمْعَةُ يَسْتَدِيعُ بِهَا أَنْ يُطْفِئَهَا وَيَمْشِي فِي الظُّلْمَةِ. How could a person take his intelligence and throw it away, which guides him through his life and gives him light through the roadways, and then walk in darkness? How could you blindly follow someone who hasn't been given revelation? I'll give you the example of taqleed at its height. The person is given an ayah of the Quran explained by Rasulullah himself. He's given a hadith that has been explained by the Rasulullah himself, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The hadith is in al-Bukhari, authentic. The hadith is in Muslim, authentic. And then someone comes to you and says, well, Abu Hanifa says this, or Abu Hanifa says that, or Imam Malik says this, Imam Malik says that. The example of this is as though the Messenger of Allah walked in this door and told you himself, and he's standing on my left. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to you this and that, and then you turn to Abu Hanifa and you say, what do you think about that? Imam Malik, what do you think about that? Do you have anything to say about what he just said? If this is not ignorance at its highest, I'm not on this minbar. How could you reject Allah and His Messenger's statement, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and blindly follow someone without guidance? I swear by Allah who created everything in existence. Brothers and sisters in Islam, if we don't abandon this taqleed of whomever, whether it is the illustrious imam that we've mentioned, or anyone lower than them, and everybody before, everybody after them is lower than them, the four imams. If we don't stop this blind following, we will never, ever, ever have unity. There's no way the Muslims can have unity as long as they keep throwing Allah's statement and the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam statement into the garbage dump, and taking someone's statement who hasn't received revelation. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulihi al-Kareem. Nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa man astanna bi sunnatihi wa man tamassaka bi dinihi wa man tabi'ahum bi ihsan ila yawmiddin. Wa ba'd. Brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we've mentioned in the first part of the khutbah, has said to the Messenger of Allah, Ya ayyuha al-Rasul, balligh ma unzila ilayka min rabbik, wa in lam taf'al, fama ballaghta risalah. O Messenger, convey, make tabligh to that which has been revealed to you from your Lord, and if you don't do it, then you haven't conveyed the message. Brothers and sisters in Islam, the book called the Bible is not a book to be used to guide people to Islam. The book called the Bible, Old or New Testament, is not the book that Allah revealed for guidance to guide the people to Islam. The people of the past, like Ibn Taymiyyah and Imam al-Zahabi, have written pages on the utilization of the Bible to guide people to give dawah. The book that is to be used for the guidance of humanity is Al-Quran. And the reason why we're not successful in bringing people to Islam and the Sunnah, I make that point, Islam and the Sunnah, is because we keep using the book that has no guidance. The Quran that Allah revealed is sufficient to guide people to Islam if we understood the meaning of the verses. If we understood the meaning of the verses in Surah Al-Baqarah and Surah Ali Imran and Surah Al-Ma'idah and Surah Al-Nisa, we would be able to bring the people to Islam and they wouldn't have any argument, and we never, ever, ever have to use Genesis, Numbers, Deuteronomy, or anything else in that book that is full of misguidance. Brothers and sisters in Islam, if you don't use that which Allah has revealed, you have not conveyed the message. This was a direct statement from Allah to the Messenger of Allah, how much more you and I. Convey that which was revealed to you from your Lord and stop following the way of people who haven't received revelation. Stop following the way of people who have no guidance. Stop following the way of those people who are on their way to be like that man, those two men who that ayah was revealed about. Start using the Quran and memorizing the Quran and learning the meaning of the verses of Quran to bring the people to Islam. Stop using the books that have no guidance and giving them credence by way of the utilization of them, giving them a stamp of approval in a passive sense by utilizing them. Use only the Quran and the authentic Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if you don't use that which Allah has revealed, Dawood Adib has not said it. Allah has said, فَمَا بَلَّغْتُ رِسَالَةً. You haven't conveyed the message. No matter how many shahadas you get, no matter how many people accept Islam at your hands, you haven't conveyed the message until you use that which Allah has revealed. Until you use that which Allah has sent down on the heart of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Use the Quran, brothers and sisters. Stop following the ways of your fathers. Stop blindly following people who don't know Aleph from bad from tat. Stop following the ways of the people who haven't been given revelation. Return to utilizing the books that Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman and Ali and Bilal and Hafsa and Aisha and the rest of them used to bring the people to Islam. Use the book that Zayd ibn Thabit used. Use the book that Mu'adh ibn Jabal used. Use the book that all the illustrious people of the past, whom Allah says, radiyallahu anhum, wa radu an, Allah is pleased with them. Why was he pleased with them? Because they used the Quran and nothing else. And those books that we're talking about existed in their time. That book that we call the Bible, whether you call it the Torah, the Injil, the Gospel of Barnabas, those things existed in Arabia at that time. And when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in conclusion, saw Umar ibn al-Khattab holding a copy of the Torah in his hand before it was corrupted as it is today, and the manner that is corrupted today, his face became red and he became angry. And Abu Bakr said, radiallahu anhu, may your mother be ransomed. May your mother be ransomed for the way you're making Rasulullah's face. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, what is this that you have? He said, it's a Torah. He said, wallahi, if Musa were to come back today, if Musa were alive today, he'd have no choice but to follow me. Throw this thing away. Get rid of this thing. This was back then. How much more today? How much more today? Memorize the Quran, brothers and sisters. Learn the tafsir of the Quran, brothers and sisters. Learn what Allah is saying in the Quran when he talks about the Jews and the Christians. It will be sufficient for you as a guidance. And if you don't do it, you haven't conveyed the message. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار
ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم صل على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.